The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It is 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. Around the corner's Big Dick Toledo. We're off and running for yet another day where everybody is, you know, the only people that have won in this year's March Madness are the four schools in the Final Four and Vegas. I mean, there's nobody with a
37
bracket
out of 20 million.
Yeah, I still have something to
go with. And those people probably filled out 50 different brackets.
It's insane how unpredictable that thing usually is. And then this year, it's just done. There's just nothing. There's four teams that nobody expected. First time ever there isn't a 1, 2, or 3 seed. And it makes sense to me that this is going to be the norm now because you can't seed a bunch of sophomores and figure out who's going to be better. It used to be easy to say who was the better team. There were teams that had...
that used to have seniors.
Four seniors. An upstart freshman that barely, you know. Now you have to play four blue-chip freshmen to be... So you don't know if Florida Atlantic has a team that's worthwhile during the season because it's a bunch of 18-year-olds that just get hot at the right time.
Just make the tournament.
That's it. And man, oh man, there's so much money going around back and forth, FanDuel and Vegas and the sportsbook. When I was there for the first weekend of this thing, I didn't realize it's second to the Super Bowl as far as attendance, first as far as gambling on live events. It's more than the Super Bowl, which is incredible.
Well, it would also make sense because you're also going 2 weeks.
No, first weekend.
Just the
first
opening weekend
is bigger than
so
the Super Bowl.
So then it's got to be
humongous. Oh, the whole thing is way beyond that. Billions and billions of dollars. Back and forth they go. And then you start looking at the, you know, CBS. It's a $2 billion win for them every year. There's never they're never worried about, oh, geez, we lost Duke. They've created a system where teams you've never heard of are more fun to watch than the ones you know. Like this, you know, these teams that you're like, oh my God,
State game.
Yeah, you don't know who any of these people are. It doesn't matter. No, the average Joe doesn't pay attention to college basketball until this goes. It's the most amazing business model of all time that even when things are unfamiliar, it becomes better. In any other sport, it's never a thing. Like right now, the NBA's got a potential Denver versus Milwaukee finals matchup. That's their 1-1. A nightmare for them to have those two teams in the finals in June. It's their crown jewel. It's their ratings bonanza. A nightmare. And it's two outstanding teams. Nobody watches Denver and Milwaukee during the year. It's you want a New York, you want LA, you want bigger markets. Denver, Milwaukee is just like, ugh, our national ratings are going to get clobbered. Like when San Antonio kept winning championships and no one watched. But with the NCAA, schools you've never heard of become better. You get fans of things like India, that million-year-old nun that followed that team around a couple years ago. And that was the story. No one remembers a name from it. It's crazy. And money just flying out the door. And then they wonder, how come these kids that make these NIL deals for two, what are we going to do about holding that down? That one of these kids makes $1 million a year. Ugh. You gave them $45,000 worth of free school, and you made $2 billion on a tournament.
Yeah, look at the revenue you made.
Knock it off. Knock off saying paying these kids is detrimental to the future of the sport. I mean, figure out a way to pay them better than you are. And again, it's been great because essentially it just allowed some of the sluttier female athletes to go on OnlyFans and start making cash and not get kicked off the team. It used to be they had to, and this is true. I watched a lady on TV a while ago say, while she was a college athlete, and I forget what sport, swimming or something, while she was a college athlete, she actually turned to prostitution And they can't catch her. There's no record of the cash exchange. And she's like, I turned to prostitution to actually get meals, to have money in my pocket to eat. She would bang old dudes. And she wasn't like a high-end prostitute. It was like, I just need some food. So she would offer her body, which was fit, fit as a fiddle as a swimmer, to be like these older guys in the area that I'd get five or six clients in.
Well, it's the oldest profession, you know.
It works.
Stick with it.
It is.
Back in the day.
It works.
Yes.
It gets you cash, ladies. If you
still does it's to your, this day.
Your
yes.
currency is near your pockets, but not in it. You have the ability to make money.
You got that wallet.
At all times. Yeah, you can fill it, too.
Back in the day, I remember, you know, high estate, they would find jobs for the football players in the summers.
Right.
And they just sign up and, yeah, we'll put you on the payroll here. All you got to do is turn the sprinklers on at right. the golf course, but get 8 hours.
Well, the old rule was any athlete on scholarship wasn't allowed to make more than $1,200 a year. And that lasted up until about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
$1,200 a year. And if they got anything more, they'd lose their scholarship. Like, nope, you're getting free this, this, and this. And they'd get food, but it was a ticket for a meal a day.
That's where the cash thing came in.
Of course it did. That makes tons of sense when you're, you know, you need 7,000 calories a day to eat because you're working so hard for the school. And they're like, no, you get your meal ticket. And if you figure something else out, let us know about it. Because if you're getting free meals, we'll get you kicked off the team. So then, you know, naturally, old dudes would show up with tons of cash in a car and go, I can give you a ride to someplace if you want, but you got to blow me. And these guys were doing it because prostitution is always the answer for the desperate young mind. And it works. As I get older, I've talked to some people this weekend at the Suns game. And, you know, I think once you get into your 40s and you start to realize, I wasn't the only one doing that. People just spill their guts. A lady this weekend told us a story about how for a little while there wasn't the proudest moment of her life, but she needed some cash in college. And she met a guy and she was dating him and then realized, oh, he's got a second life. He's a married man. He's living here. He travels here. And then she said, well, I don't want to do this to the families. I'm going to hurt other people. And he goes, how about if I just make this transactional? She's like, you know what? All right. She said, so he took care of her for a while. She goes, I never took a cash payment, but I got things. You know, like
gifts.
Rent was paid. A new apartment. Some right. furniture for the apartment. And it was just like, just you don't mean anything to me. And she was like, you know what? That's how it had to be. And she said, I'm like, my God, you were a hooker. She goes, yes, technically, but it was only with one guy. And I'm like, justify it all you want. Yeah. That's hookering. Fantastic story, though. And then I think people just kind of get open with, like, yeah, I might have used it for money a few times. I had a girl do it, an intern at the Zone years ago. Well, we're just, you know, we were at a Sonic drive-thru, for God's sakes. So, not drive-thru, but, you know, you sit in one of those Sonic things, and she offered it up to, I'm broke. I am dead. I can't even afford this. And I'm like, I got it. You're good. I can't. Can't do it. I feel bad. She goes, I need money now. And I didn't know that she was setting me up to say the next thing she said, but it was a straight up offer. Like, if you want to do this,
I can do something for it.
For a few bucks.
Wow.
I'm like,
could have got a handy for a slushie or what? I mean,
yeah, you get a cherry limeade and all I got. Really? You know, these cherry limeades are expensive. The 44, you're going to the 44 ouncer here.
Throw in tots, you get back door.
Oh, my God, man. The tots. I could have done anything I wanted to this. Ravaged her body for some tots in a Route 44. Could have made it happen. There's over a million flavors. We could have gone back every day, at least three times a day. Yeah, and then you start realizing that it's probably more prevalent than you know.
And so that was the code. Down the hallway where I was working out here. Yeah. Hey, do you want to go to Sonic?
We're going to Sonic again. We're going to come back a little wobbly. I didn't because she was a strange bird. That was a different one.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Smoke show?
No.
Okay.
Huge cans. So for a few seconds, you'd think to yourself, maybe I want to see those. And then
maybe not a 44-ounce, 32-ounce possibly, though.
And then you realize you're going to end up with, like, you're going to be drowned in Sonic slushy. Someday you're going to be in the machine.
It's happy hour, $2 special.
That was my buddy a couple of years ago. An intern at his work called. Do you have any more internships? He goes, no, we filled them this fall. Do you want to be my sugar daddy for a little bit? And he goes, what does that entail? She gave him a rundown of the menu and the prices, and he goes, absolutely. Took her up on it. Single guy at the time. She'd show up every other Friday. I think the price was $400. You do whatever you want to do. He goes, I was going to spend more on that, trying to date girls and not get laid. So this worked for me because I don't have a lot of time.
You could budget it.
She moved away because the guy, another one of her clients, got her an apartment and gave her $12,000 a month to be
that'll do it
available. 12, I would do that. $12,000 a month to and an apartment, and all I have to do is sit around and wait for that dude to show up every once in a while. Sign me up.
What do you think the numbers on that are? How many?
How many women have done it in their lives?
Well, just going on right now, that kind of situation.
Prostitutes? 100%.
$12,000 a month.
Every I'd
apartment.
Go, I'd venture to say, I don't know how many like detailed deals that. Yeah. I would venture to say that every woman has used it for a payoff at one point. Every single one has. I've never done it. Even with your husband. Every single one of you has used it as a form of payment for something you wanted. All of them.
Yeah.
You can't help it. You got too much power.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't either. I would use it like crazy. Absolutely. I would manipulate the hell out of people. I would be a dangerous vagina. I'd be the world's most dangerous vagina. If it was attached to this face, oof, I'd have to really
be extra dangerous.
I'd have to be super powerful. I'd have to look, I know it's not much to look at here, but wait till you get a load of this thing. Oh, I'd be at home manicuring, polishing, constantly keeping it up. It would be like an old muscle car. I'd be under there working the undercarriage. It would be parked up on mirrors so you could see under it. Oh, it would be a beautiful on display at all times. You never know when it's going to get used. I would be a dangerous owner.
Get some Petrus cans put in. Yeah. You know,
constantly in masks.
Yeah.
Keeping it real sexy.
Oh, this thing would be filtered in every photo. You would be blown away. It would look like just brand spanking new. Occasionally whip it out and disappoint somebody because it's going to have some flaws. But yeah, I've said that to women before. They hate hearing it. You have absolutely used it to manipulate for goods and services at least once in your life. At least. And once is such a low bar. I would probably venture to say that 10 times would be about the limit for all of them. That's a decent woman. That she's only done it 10 or 11 times. That she's only gone, well, I know what I can get if I just give this thing up. Yeah, for sure. And you're right. And like Brett said, that's a good one right there. That's what you should be doing. So anyway, to all you prostitutes and all us idiot payers, let's just be a little more open and honest about the world, because I think it's great. And if you want a, a cherry limeade, I'm your man. Let's drive on over there. This will be fun.
John Holmberg's Morning Sickness, the 98.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Another thing that happened this weekend, and I just can't wait for this to blow up in everyone's face, one way or the other. There's now the term digital blackface, which I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it is now, there's a movement to make it the same almost as blackface or racism for white people to use emojis or memes or anything else of a black person. So let's say Brett does something that's funny, and I send back a little meme of that guy who said, they raping everybody up in here. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Very popular, you know, crazy, over-the-top, wacky black guy who said something about, hide your children, hide your parents, hide your husbands, they raping everybody up in here. And it was a very funny viral video. If, in fact, I use that and send it to Brett, he can now technically go to HR and say, this is digital blackface. He's
white guy sending
white guy sending black memes to people. And it's now, if you look at the comments, I thought it would be all like, oh, woke this, woke that. It was pretty, you know, in the article I read, it was pretty much, yeah, you shouldn't do that. That's, you shouldn't, if you're white, you should only use white memes. And I'm like, how are we becoming more inclusive when this kind of stuff's going? No, I can't use anything but a white man video. And I do that too. I find, you know, I don't, I'm not, yeah. I'm not a big one on memes.
Funny
but,
is funny.
Right. I'm not a huge memer. But essentially, like, the call for it is, like, you should be able to get people in trouble for that. That is, you're digitally, you're making fun of black people as a white person. You're a racist. And I'm like, geez, Louise, I guess I'm a racist. Because some of those, like that one
there
lady.
There goes the Barry Wood.
Barry Wood is like,
oh, yeah,
my,
you can't send that.
My go-to for every, but it was never appropriate. Like, it would always be like, hey, my kid scored 2 goals today. And I'm like, hooray. And then Barry Wood for no reason. Just like, never tell me about your kid's stupid soccer game again. I'd use Barry to nuke things. I never used Barry Wood. I don't know that you could use Barry appropriately, although there were a few like Merry Christmases.
And, thanks you know, to you, I've changed it up and I send the Brady Wood.
Brady Wood saw it. I got, yeah, you've got your own version. And it's not thanks to me. It was my idea and then J. Yeah. Todd Himes painted it. Brilliant. But yeah, so I guess digital blackface is now something you've got to worry about. And, somebody's actually mad at it enough to make it a news story, a national news story. Not only did I see it at Yahoo and go, eye roll, TMZ picked it up.
Well, of course,
it was on CBS. It was on, because, you know, race baiting is a huge media ploy. That's their currency. That's their vagina they manipulate with. But it works. And then they had, the people who are like, you know what, that is probably true. And it's it's just going to get to the point where texting anybody is a bad idea. You just don't.
Be careful what you're texting.
Just don't. Even just more. Don't do it. Just don't, you thought you were having. Yeah, but,
I thought we had a good round again, of golf there. It's nice to meet you.
This is the example that everybody uses. That I always say, social media is a viper in your pocket, ready to strike. It's a moment where you're kind of like, but I'm not doing anything wrong. And the people always say, I'm not doing anything wrong with it. I'm not. But in 5 years, maybe the things were fine 5 years ago are now wrong, and there's a recorded record of everything you've ever done, and they're like, well, you used to do this, and it's like, well, it wasn't wrong then. It became something new, like digital blackface happened this week, but if you go back in 7 years and find out that Brett, and probably does, just uses nothing but hilarious black people faces for his memes, hilarious, by the way, they're available on little meme apps to quickly pick, like, you know, a surprised face, and if you pick the black one and you're a white guy, it's digital blackface. That's why I hate social media so much, is because the rules and goalposts move, and you're sitting there thinking, oh, it can't get me, it can't get me. Someday, taking videos of vultures over your house will be offensive to someone. And
PETA.
And you never know. And that's just not worth the, you know, I do enough with texting. It's just not worth having a recorded incident of what you thought was funny one day, and 5 years later, everybody's like, oh, no, that is... That's a step and fetch it move right there. That's going back to minstrel shows. And now you're a Nazi and you're a miserable, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, like those, you know, 12, 15 years ago, when, what was that, pitcher for the Brewers? And he said something horrible on his texts like that. And you're like, this was bad, but he was 12. Like, 12-year-olds are supposed to do really bad things.
Like,
and then
John Rocker.
Right. John Rocker told Sports Illustrated in an interview that he wouldn't ride subways because of homosexuals. And he didn't say it that nicely. And it was in the article. It's like, John Rocker hates the 7 train out of Queens because it's, as he says, full of and he's not into that. And
Josh Hader.
Yeah, Josh Hader was the one for the Brewers who did something. He was like 11 or 12 years old when he got hit with it. And he just had bad parents. That's all it was.
What about Flake's kid with his gaming tag?
N-word killer.
Yeah.
Was his gaming tag. That's on the parents. To me, you look at that and you're like, you're not paying attention to especially you're running for political office and your son is online as this. It just doesn't make sense. So evidently, be careful if you're emojiing and make sure you're doing it to somebody that doesn't have bad intentions with you, because you're going to lose the HR battle somehow. I still don't see that one grinding everything to a halt. But the fact it got legs in 2 days, because the media loves that stuff. They love saying, ooh, we can make a race story out of nothing. And they did it. Man, it's everywhere. And it's all over saying, is it something we should be worried about? No. I don't like memes. I've never liked them. They annoy me because they're that little loopy, weird.
Unless they're sent to me. Well, it takes me forever to. I just don't have the right.
You know how to figure that
design
out.
Design to. Yeah, you go up there and just, you know, put
I'll
it
show
down
you
there.
How to find it.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's actually.
I'm not, no, I don't need to.
But there's a little button when you text right there. All your memes will. You can just put in search a, like.
Like, yeah, and I haven't built up a cache of memes.
You don't
memes.
Have to build it up. It's a
app. No, you download it. Yeah, it just comes right from their
shows
site.
It for you. Like I just did silly hat. That's it. So pop, you'll figure it out. But you don't need to anymore because you're the one we're worried about. You're going to think what you just sent was funny.
This is going to be hilarious.
And the next thing you know, you're a lesbian Nazi hater.
What?
How does that? Oh, one of those things is bad, one's good, right? No, you can't hate any of it. HR.
I thought the lady at the battered women's shelter would find this funny.
Right. I thought that would be funny. It's a lightly battered chicken breast like them. They're temporal women. Is this all bad? Why did you send that? I thought it was a laugh. I guess I swung and missed at a laugh. Who turned me in? Who's the jackass that I text with that would turn me in on digital blackface? Which, who that's well, just,
don't look this way.
I know you're not going to do it. I know. Look, the only thing that's going to happen is when you get arrested for the bodies and they go through your phone and go, well, Rip Holmberg and Brady had quite an exchange going. It.
No.
Extreme
I'll be like Brady.
Digital blackface.
I'll be like Tom Brady with my phone.
You ain't getting that. It's in, you know what? They don't need it.
That's right.
Your digital blackface is clouded.
When you go to jail and throw your phone in the lake, all they got to do is subpoena that account and go right up to that giant warehouse up in Utah and pull all your info.
There's over 5,000 memes of Pookie.
Pookie is a great meme. How many times I've used the Chappelle, the crackhead?
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious, because he just looks up and he's got his lips are all dry and white and everything. I think that's hilarious. That's digital blackface. That's a brand new term. It showed up over the weekend, and now, you know, it's a potential work landmine. You can't win for making people laugh. The humorless society is starting to get one up on us. And I think we should start pointing at the people, like the office weirdo. Find a humorless person in your office and tell them they're humorless. You know why no one talks to you? Because you're humorless. We're afraid of you. You're the office humorless person. You are almost as bad as the one we're worried is going to come in here and shoot everybody up. You're the one we're more worried about, that if we make an inappropriate joke that you overhear, I lose my job. I just wanted you to know that. They need to know. We have a couple here. I can't say names right away because it would be rude at this point, but maybe it's time somebody told the office, you know, don't talk when they're around. Maybe they don't know. But there's a couple of them that I'm like, nope, not making the jokes. Going to whisper some things. There's a couple. Yeah. There's always a couple. And not that it's that offensive. I just don't know where the lines are because I don't trust that person isn't going to run away and try to get everybody fired. And if you're the type of person that's trying to get people fired, that's another thing you need to be. Like, don't you want to know if you're that person in the office? Don't you want to know if you're the one that everybody's like, no, we're worried that you're trying
perception.
To get everyone fired. Like, you aren't liked at all.
Stay away from that person.
I always worried about the person that went to work and said, I'm not here to make friends. Oh, geez. That's the one you got to watch out for. Where are you going to make friends then? You got to make some here, right?
A couple of memes from them. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. Don't send them anything. They're trying to bait their digital blackface baiting. So stop doing digital blackface, evidently, or do it more than you've ever done it in your life and face that dragon right now. But I think it's fun. And I know my phone is exploding right now with all my friends being idiots in digital blackface. Yep, right away.
It's okay to send a Whitey meme out. Like,
well, see, now let's not get into that.
You can send Dustin Hoffman out to your friends,
as
but
Tootsie,
you can't send
probably
out,
not.
But you can't send out Chris Rock.
Right. If you send a Chris Rock, you're a racist.
Okay.
If you send Dustin Hoffman dressed as Tootsie, you hate the LGBTQs.
All right. So I got to send Rain Man out.
So basically, I hate whatever was going on there.
Is there rules to this? I gotta
have to send a picture of Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso, and that's the only thing you're allowed to do. Yeah, that's it. You're a Ted Lasso guy, and that's the only meme you're allowed as a white person. And that makes sense to me, and it's totally acceptable. Gone are the days of you texting out the, you know, the crazy lady who's like, ain't nobody got time for that. That lady's out. She's gone. I loved her. We was having some barbecue at 3 a.m. This lady's story's phenomenal. And the deaf guy that we always joke about, it's kind of our on-air meme of that dude that was trying to explain, the eyewitness that, you know, I don't know what it is, this dude here.
Me and my mom.
It's technically a meme.
What about if it's a phone ring?
What? This thing?
Yeah.
No.
That's digital.
Oh, no, think about this. I'm downstairs. I'm chatting away with somebody. My phone starts ringing.
Now, we did speak with one man who was passing by.
What is this?
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
I have two deaf sons.
Like, oh, Christ, I'm going to lose my job for what I thought was a hilarious. Great.
So when I used to have the Jeffersons opening theme song for my ringtone,
You're done.
What were you thinking?
Jesus.
See, this is why the whole damn thing. This world sucks. Because it's retroactive to, I remember when Brett used to have, everybody kind of knows you find everything bigoted hilarious. I'm right there with you. You laugh harder at things than I do because you laugh at rhymes of bigoted things. Like if someone says, you know, if someone's like, I saw Winnie the Pooh this weekend and Tigger was amazing, Brett laughs. And we don't know why. And then we're like, oh, Jesus. He thought of the other word. And he just giggled. He's taboo word Brett. And we've all learned that about you. So you having the Jeffersons theme is hilarious. I was at the Usher show, and before the show, they were playing, the DJ was playing, like, he'd just start screaming, all right, everybody, you remember this one? And then, hey, we're moving on up. And I'm singing along. I'm like, the Jeffersons theme, this is great. To the east. And it had a huge bass thump. It was mixed. And then Good Times is playing. And I'm, good times. And the lady behind me taps me on the shoulder. She goes, how do you know all this? Like, it was on television. I had a team. My dad had a job.
That's probably, yeah,
probably racist. And I was joking. I'm like, we had money and I had a TV. And I could watch great funny shows. These are funny shows. And it played that one. It played the Jeffersons. It played two or three other.
Sanford and Son?
Sanford and Son was a monster.
They were like, sit down, Mr. Dolezal.
And I'm like, I can't sing the Jeffersons without, that's shocking to you? Why'd you watch that? George was hilarious. So when he would call Tom a cracker, funny. I died laughing. I loved it. It was fun. I didn't want to be George Jefferson, except for the money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to run a laundromat. Dry cleaner. Jefferson Cleaners, there were 7 in the Manhattan area. But yeah, I just, they were shocked. Like the lady behind me was shocked. And I'm like, oh, I better. So next time that happens, next time I hear, I better just shut up. I don't know anything about this. What is this?
Who's Fat Albert?
Oh, right. I'm unfamiliar completely. I know it up and down. I thought Fat Albert was awesome. So basically what we're getting to is a society where you can't enjoy anyone else's culture at all, no matter what. You have to only isolate yourself to your cultural things, and anytime you drift out of it, you're running the risk of appropriating or getting fired at work somehow, and I don't know how that works. I don't know. Are you playing something horrible?
No.
Oh, you had your head cocked. Well, listen to this. I was worried. I was going to turn you up, but I changed my mind. Yeah, and that's called inclusivity, Brady. Constantly reminding people that you only are allowed to watch things that look just like you, and the second you drift and would try to be diverse or have some diversity, you're going to get fired for that. It's garbage.
More training.
And honestly, it's like in a few years, it's going to be if you ever went online and said, I saw Black Panther, I didn't like it. A few years from now, that's on record now when you're sitting there trying to fight a traffic ticket that you're a racist. Like, how did this happen? Because people stink. Yeah, this might be a good week to go to the office, humorless office person, and just say, you know, everybody in this building's afraid to talk to you. I don't think anybody wants to be that person. They might run to HR with that. I'm like, hey, look, I was just trying to help out.
You're welcome, bigger companies. Another video for you to watch.
Exactly.
More training.
Let's do some sensitivity training. Now, have you ever had a coworker say the word Negro in any time in their life? Of course. You should get them fired.
Why?
He thought it was an older gentleman. That's how he didn't know. Well, it's no good anymore, and we're going to be retroactive with it. Now, on to digital blackface. Oh, I'm never going to win.
We better get with Susie today and find out if there's a handbook for this now, because
the reenactment skits will be pretty funny for the training.
Oh, hilarious. Video. Is it digital blackface for when my friend got into a car accident and I sent him a meme of Stevie Wonder? Is that digital blackface, or is that making fun of the blind?
It's both.
All of it, right?
Yeah. That's a grand slam.
I've won HR. I've hit all the buttons. Touch them all. That's a deep ball, friend.
So now, do I get in trouble if I'm sitting at home watching something like this?
Yes.
And I can't even watch it now?
If you film any second of the beginning of this and then put it on your social media and go, God damn. Yeah. You can't like this. You're not allowed.
Man. Keeping your head
This is the best one. Temporary layoffs.
Easy credit ripples.
Oh, it's great. Scratching and surviving. Hanging in the chow line.
And then going dynamite.
Yeah, if you do dynamite. If you have any friends that remember it and you have a Jimmy Walker meme and you fire it off, you're a racist.
A classic.
But if you trust someone enough to send them that, you would assume that friend is not going to go, well, I got to get this guy fired from his job. He's got to stop earning money.
We decided we wanted to hire you. Mean dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, dynamite. See you Monday. Well, wait a minute now. I don't think this guy deserves money for life and food and stuff. He just sent me a Jimmy Walker dynamite. We don't need these people wandering around our office hallways. Because I sent a dynamite, I was excited to work with you. Yes, it was digital blackface. We can't have that. It's a nothing. It's a nothing burger, but it's going to turn into something.
Whoever came up with this idea should be smacked in the face.
I agree. With a meme of, five across the face, bitch, like a Chappelle. Digital blackface. It's a thing. So just constantly, just take all of your social media and all of your stuff and throw it away. Delete everything. Because what you thought was funny 5 years ago is potentially damaging today. And nobody ever says, well, starting now. Remember when you were a kid and everything's like, okay, that's not, starting now. And then everything from that point, kids understand that we didn't have that rule before, so it only counts starting now. We can't go back and get you for the time before. You can't pinch, no pinching. Okay, fine, starting now.
Oh, great. Here comes all the digital blackfaces. I got Arnold Willis just got sent to me.
Oh, you're going to get killed.
You got
today.
The emails too. So.
Yeah, we're going to get killed today. And I welcome digital blackface, but there's the problem is that inaction is worse than action. Like if you don't do anything, you're part of the problem. So now when somebody sends me, little Arnold Jackson falling down the stairs, which is how Gary Coleman died, and nobody saw that coming. He got pushed down the stairs by his big fat wife. Hilarious. But Arnold had a thing on the show where he fell down the stairs. Me and my friends used to share that fairly regularly, that Arnold falling down the stairs was a very funny episode of the... it's digital blackface now. So now it's in your phone. It's in your emails. Like, why didn't you... We see here that you replied with, ha, 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 ha. I love that little guy. Why didn't you say, this is wrong, and take it to HR? Oh, great.
It's not a person, but it's a... the sound of a gong.
No, don't start that. Let's not get into Chinese.
That's still
what's happening. Hot stuff.
Right. Yeah.
No.
16 candles.
Hiya.
Let's not make everybody have. Oh Jesus! Now you've done it. Let's just stick with the blackface thing. We can just we'll scooch over to Mexicans until they get mad, and
gotta
then
apply.
And we're done. Then we're done. Oh, it applies, but let's not bring it up. That hasn't been brought up yet.
Yet.
Right. I can't do my sushi chef meme spinning around with the knives. That's it.
What about Belushi and Samurai Delicatessen?
No, not that's a whole bunch of problems there. I had one for a while there when I remember my friend, and I thought it was hilarious when I did it, but my friend said he wanted to go to a Suns game and he couldn't go. This is just a year ago. He said, can't go. Wife has got dinner going and everything. I'm like, it's 4 hours from now. You can't come up with something? And he goes, no. And there's only one way to fix this, and I just sent him a picture of OJ. I don't know that that's digital blackface, but damn it, it was funny. This is a guy who pretty much with his friends outwardly hates his wife. Hates her. Don't know what they're doing, but he doesn't like her. And that's it. So I always make... Yeah. And you basically fire it off to him, and he'd laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And then, you know, a Scott Peterson meme would show up every couple of days. Like, oh, you're not allowed to go because of this. And then, ah, ha, ha, and we'd have a good laugh.
Go fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Your new fishing guide's here. His name's Scott. Anyway, what are you going to do? So stop it, everybody. Stop trying to be funny with pictures and, you know, anything digital that's documented for the rest of your life. I worry about that, like, a few years from now, like, funerals will be, like, people will dig through your phone to find out what you've been up to try to, you know, make a collage for you that hangs over your cactus, because they always have, or cactus, casket, that hangs above you. You know, they have the videos of the pictures of the person, and now it's going to be things they found in your phone. It's going to be horrible. Digging through your phone after you die? Oh, my God. They have a whole new perception of you.
Now, what about if it's your, you know, football team? Like, if the Buckeyes win something and I send a celebration, whether it's the quarterback or some player that happens to be black.
I don't know. You're making fun of something?
No. It's a celebration. Cooling Gang song?
Yeah, like, if you're not going for laughs, yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Celebrate by Cooling Gang's on the back. You're getting a little close. Good times of it. Yeah. You're pushing it. Yes, you can set. But if it's a meme or a video of them just having a good time, that's different. But yeah, if Ohio State wins and then you do that thing where, you know, the Fat Albert Gang would just pump their fists in the air, and you do that, saying Ohio State wins, you're going for a laugh.
Well, let's go.
You're going for a laugh, and you're using someone else's drawings. I don't know. The world doesn't make sense to me at all. I really wish it would just stop spinning, and we'd all shoot off of this thing. And then you'll see some laughs. Now, the office humorless person is, they're out there today. So don't meme me any more Arnold and Willis stuff. Because when you do, I have to go to Susie downstairs and say, I feel bad for what's happened on my phone. And I'd like this person to never earn a check again.
Because he sent you a meme of a black person?
Uh-huh. Because I'm the worst person.
Really uncomfortable.
I'm the worst person in the world, and I think I want that person to never get paid money again for a joke I didn't like. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one! And we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.